A very good afternoon to you. This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. I just want to dwell on Yom Kippur. This is a holiday that was celebrated the 5th of October 22. Now, you might wonder, what has this to do with Christianity? It has everything to do with us. Why? Well, on this day, which was referred to as the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go beyond the veil once a year to make atonement for our sin. Now, if you remember that when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible records that the veil in the temple was rent in two. So the priest used to go into the Holy of Holies once a year and make a sacrifice for his sin and for the sins of Israel. But when Jesus died, every one of us has access to the Holy of Holies. I want you to just think about it for a few moments. You know, the priest had to prepare almost a week in order to go into the Holy of Holies, because if he was found to be with sin, then he would be struck dead immediately when he goes into the holy place. However, because the veil in the temple was torn in two, you and I have access to the very throne room of God. The sacrificial system was a system that was repeated every year because the law of God could not be upheld. It was a burden, a yoke too difficult to bear, according to Acts 13:10. There were more than 613 laws, and a transgression in one meant failure in all. Can you imagine the pressure that the priests were put under, and the Jews of that day and even currently are put under? Now, the priest used to prepare at least a week before going into the temple in order to cleanse himself of all sin. He had to stay awake the night before Yom Kippur and prepare, like in the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples were there and Jesus wept. Here the priest would be weeping, and the other priests that were there would encourage him in order for him to be clean. He would be really, really in fear, trepidation, trembling, knowing that this may be his last day. If there was sin, then of course he would not come out. Now, you see, after that, there were two goats that were prepared. One was called the Kata and the other Azazel. Now, the priest of the Levitical order will place his hands over the goats, and one of them will be sacrificed for the sins of Israel. The other one will be sent off into the wilderness, into the desert, or pushed over a cliff, and that one would bear the sins of Israel. Now, one of the goats would survive and be sacrificed, and the other one was also killed. Now, what happened was, the priest will tie a scarlet ribbon around the one goat called Azazel, and a scarlet ribbon was tied on the temple door. Now, when the goat that is called Azazel was killed, when it was pushed over the cliff, or it dies through some reason or the other, then the scarlet thread in the temple turned white. But how we can thank God that once and for all, Christ entered into the holy place. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear that we will be struck down because of the sin that we carry. We don't have to fear, like these goats that had to pay with their lives for the sins of Israel, because Christ Jesus paid for our sins once and for all on the cross of Calvary. Do you realize the enormity of this? Do you realize that the priest had to prepare a whole year to go beyond the curtain? But you and I can go beyond the curtain because of what Jesus did for us. He is our high priest. May we ever remember that Jesus Christ sacrificed his life once and for all. He became a curse for us by hanging on a tree and thereby fulfilling the righteous requirements of the law. It was on the cross that righteousness and peace kissed each other. The Bible says in Psalm 85:10, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. You see, Jesus had to legally be released from the tomb. Why do I say that? You see, Jesus said to Mary, "Don't touch me, for I am not as yet ascended to my Father," because he had to be accepted by the Father. His sacrifice had to be accepted by Father God before he could come to earth and Mary could touch him and he could eat and be with the disciples. Secondly, the legality of his resurrection. The stone was rolled away by two angels. You ever wondered why? Here was Jesus who could conquer death, but he decided to wait in the tomb. And the angels rolled the stone because, you see, God himself had to open the prison door. God himself had to move the stone to say, "My son, your sacrifice is now accepted and you can walk free." When you look at Passover, Passover is the sacrifice of the lamb. When you look at Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement, it is the second coming of Jesus Christ as King and as Lord. In fact, you and I will return with Christ. And when we return with him, we will not return as the lamb to the slaughter, but as a conquering hero will Christ be. You and I need to understand that we really have power through the shed blood of Jesus. Christ is our Passover lamb. 1 Corinthians 5:7 refers to Christ as our Passover lamb, fulfilling the feast of Passover. Therefore, you and I have access to the very throne of God. We need not fear any longer. We need not think that our sins are so big that we cannot go into the Holy of Holies like the high priest of old, because we are made positionally righteous by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And because of his shed blood, Father God does not look upon our sin, but rather he sees the blood of his son. And when he sees the blood of his son, he realizes that we are made clean through the blood of his son. You know, we used to sing that wonderful hymn, "What can wash away my stain?" And I remember so clearly the echo to that line would be, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?" And we used to sing, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And so no matter how big your sin may be, no matter the color of your skin, it might be bright scarlet, but I want to remind you, as the goat Azazel fell down the cliff, and as that scarlet thread turned white on the temple door, your sins are no more as scarlet. They are as white as snow, because the King of Kings, our High Priest, shed his blood on the cross of Calvary and died for you. I'm often reminded that Christians put down each other all the time by calling out our sins, by calling out our unrighteousness. And you know, the worst thing is when we ourselves put ourselves down, because we know what we do. We know the type of lives we live, and we try to live a perfect life, and oftentimes we fail, and the devil reminds us and tells us, "You've done this and you've done that, and you are not worthy of partaking of the holy table. You are not worthy of doing this and that and the other." And oftentimes the devil puts us down, but I'm here to tell you tonight, you are made clean by the blood of Jesus. Your prayer is just as good as the prayer of the high priest. The only thing is, you need not fear, because Christ has caused the temple curtain to be torn in two, giving direct access to the Holy of Holies. Do you know that the incense was lit in the Holy of Holies, and the smoke would prevent God from looking at the high priest, because God was holy and could not look on anything that was imperfect or unholy. But do you understand that you and I now have the authority, the privilege of walking right into the Holy of Holies, and we could walk there and we could be brave and we could be full of the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God being upon us, because he died for us and he shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. You and I need not walk this life defeated. We need not walk this life as though we have the entire world's weight on our shoulders. And oftentimes we do. I want to remind you that you need not be afraid of the economy of the country. I often hear people complaining about the price of bread, about the price of commodities, about the price of fuel. Yes, and I agree, the prices are exorbitant. But who said that Jesus will not take care of us? Didn't he say that the cattle upon 1,000 hills belongs to me? Didn't he say that casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? Doesn't the word say that? You need to put your faith firmly in Jesus Christ. You know what the psalmist says? I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous beg for bread. And so therefore, you are a child of God. Put up your head and put your shoulders back and walk as though you belong to a king. You're just not a subject. You are a princess in the kingdom. You are a prince in the kingdom. You have a right to walk into the very throne room of God. Kneel down and bring your petitions before the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He's paid the ultimate price. You need not fear. Can you imagine that high priest, the fear that held him? Because there was the, possibility that he would never see his family again. There was a possibility that he would never live again. How do you think he felt? How do you think the high priests felt? How do you think the whole of Israel felt? Because he was there on behalf of his own sin and on behalf of the sin of Israel. Anything could have happened. He could have lost his life. Israel's sins could not have been forgiven for a whole year. But thanks be to God that you and I need not fear any longer. Our sins are forgiven because of the shed blood of Christ Jesus. So I want to end by telling you that the devil must stop lying to you. You must stop believing the lies of the enemy when he says to you that you are a sinner, saved by grace. Yes, you are. And that's what you need to remind yourself, that you are saved by grace and not by works. When the enemy points out that you've done this and you've done that and this is how your life is, well, you tell the world and you tell the enemy, I am saved only by the grace of Jesus Christ. I'm saved by his blood. Many a Christian will not enter into a church because they are being judged by the church. I'm here to remind you as a pastor that we do not judge you. Nobody should judge you. Walk into the church because you can now enter the Holy of Holies. This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Good night and God bless you.